Longevity.
The Jersey Shore and sharks on the little box for Shark Week. The Discovery Channel has scared me straight. I don't know about you, but if I see one more person with a hunk of flesh dripping down, I don't think I'll ever get back in the water. What a way to start this show. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Somebody has won the Powerball. Could it be somebody from the great big studio, GCN, the mothership? Because the winning ticket is from Minnesota and New Jersey, where I just came from. So somebody or a group of people in both of those states holds the numbers, the golden ticket. They had the numbers 5, 25, 30, 58, 59, and the Powerball 32. The amount of cash they get, I guess, depends on how many people won and what has to be split up. But 448 million reasons to play. I can just see the commercial now. So lightning struck at least a few people in a couple of different areas. And there was Powerball madness. If you tuned in to your local news, you saw it, I'm sure. The people lining up, even though they had days to get it, but waiting till the last second and standing in a long line to be one of the people that has a shot at the lottery. Each and every time it gets high, that's what it creates, the madness of the lottery. All right, the madness of our president, our current president, in term number two. I do not understand this nonsense with Vladimir Putin. To me, seems like somebody who, and of course, this is from afar, but seems to me to be somebody that you should go head to head with. And Obama's not doing that. Obama's backing out of a meeting he was supposed to have after the G20 summit that's coming up in September, and instead has just said, well, you know, we don't, we're not agreeing. We're agreeing to disagree. There's some tension there, so we're not going to go to, we're not going to have that meeting. We've decided not to have that meeting. Cancels it because of the feeling. So here's the thing. He should have met with Putin, or he should have said to Putin, yeah, you want us to buy the $500 million worth of helicopters for Afghanistan. Well, guess what? We're going to cancel that check. We're not going to take your helicopters because we have others that we can go to, and we'll use our own. The reason that's being thrown about is Russia's decision to grant Ed Snowden temporary asylum. They said that was one of the factors in considering the current state of the bilateral relationship. So Chuck Hagel, the defense secretary, and the secretary of state, John Kerry, are still going to meet with their counterparts in Washington. Obama will still go to the G20 economic summit in St. Petersburg, Russia, but no plans for a one-on-one with Putin. And instead of visiting Putin in Moscow, the president's going to stop in Sweden and alters that travel itinerary. Russia doesn't care. They defy us. They grant Snowden a temporary asylum. And that only threw more salt in the wounds in a very troubled relationship. So the idea that we can work with Russia where we can find common ground is what? Where do we find the common ground? Where do we find the common ground? The U.S. was expected to alert the Russians about Obama's decision to shutter the Moscow summit. But the two presidents were not expected to speak directly. They met in June, if you remember, on the sidelines of the Group 8 summit in Northern Ireland. So here we go again. There is a frosty, frosty chill between the two countries, between the two leaders. Of course they're at odds. Syria, Iran, Ed Snowden. But I think the big mistake is not taking a harder stand. Because by doing what the U.S. has decided to do, I think it shows that we easily back down. And this is one that he shouldn't have backed down on. Why not go a couple rounds? Why not do that? Because we don't want your helicopter equipment. How's that? We don't want to pay $500 million, so we've decided to go in a new direction. Ultimately, this was a misstep to me. You got to come out hard on Putin, you do. And Obama did not do that, so he blew an opportunity to look presidential, I think. We're going to talk to Ben Fuchs. You know, we had the Jaws music at the top, about actually sharks and how sharks are incredibly, incredibly resilient and healthy. He talks about a book called Why Don't Sharks Get Cancer that was very popular in the late 70s. Talking about their systems and how they work. He also is watching a little bit of Shark Week. So I think Ben Fuchs will never get in the water as well, unless it's somebody's pool or perhaps the bathtub. I think Shark Week has scared him as well, especially when they rank the sharks. Number 1 through 10 of the most deadliest. What do you think number 1 is? What do you think number 2 is? I mean, sharks I never even heard of. It's crazy. It all comes back to sharks, doesn't it? I used to think it all comes back to money. It all comes back to the sharks. At least this week it does. We're also going to dip into the mailbag. Many of you sent mail about, actually, Shark Week, about the politicians fleeing Washington, not accomplishing very much, about Ed Snowden, because how quickly people have forgotten about Snowden. He still is going to make his way to Latin America, I would have to believe. But now he can get out of the airport transitory situation that he was in for however long, and then eventually maybe end up in Latin America. That would be good for him, because they're not going to toss him back to the U.S. And it's going to continue to make that relationship with Russia, the back and forth, very, very sticky. Very sticky. Besides the mailbag, we can count, ever popular, we can count, because many of the things that we talk about have numbers somehow equated with them. Whether it's in the amounts, whether it's in the age, whether it's in monetary compensation, we will count, and we will do that by the end of the hour. But coming up, you're going to enjoy it, because at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to pharmacist Ben, and heavy on his mind, I think, was sharks. Plus, he gives you the recipe for bone soup, guaranteed to get some of those nutrients in you. Stay with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, August 5th, 2013. Gold opened today at $1,308.65. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,342.98, a half ounce for $671.94, and a quarter ounce for $335.75. That's $1,342.98, $671.94, and $335.75.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. So we have listeners in Minnesota and New Jersey. Somebody might be listening right now that holds the winning Powerball ticket. If so, congratulations to you. Wow. That'd be crazy wild to find out that you've won over $200 million. I guess you'd have to have that. The ticket, the winning tickets, $448 million. $448 million was the number. That is a whole lot of money. No question about it. So this jackpot does not roll over because there are winners. And maybe there's a good story mixed in. To me, that's the cool thing. When there's a story about somebody who did XYZ and, you know, they never ever bought a lottery ticket, but then they won or whatever cockamamie story may come out of there. Remember last time a Florida widow won the Powerball, which was $590 million. Oh, those darn hiccups, they come at the most inopportune time, don't they? So, who are the people? We don't know. At this point, they may know, and they may be having to be resuscitated because the shock would probably knock a few people over, I would have to think. I didn't mention this at the top, but I'm going to mention it here. You know, you heard the Jaws theme, so universal, widespread. Who doesn't know what the Jaws theme means? My 12-year-old nephew does.
And he wasn't around for Jaws. He's seen it since, but certainly didn't go to the theater when it originally came out. A fisherman on the New Jersey shore made a discovery of a black high-top sneaker with the remains of a foot inside. Very close to the beach where I just was, the shoe was found at Corson's Inlet State Park, 15 miles down the shore from Atlantic City. They're going to send the state anthropologist to get it for DNA testing. What's really creepy about this story is it was an Adidas shoe, 5.5 for the right foot. Some of the toes had nail polish on them, they say, from what they can see. And at least a dozen detached feet have washed up along the coast of British Columbia and Washington State since 2007. Most inside shoes or boots, including at least one matching pair. How crazy is that? Now, forensic experts say that the weakness of the ankle can cause a decomposing body to separate there, and that's what it could be, which is even creepier. What are these people that got killed, were murdered and thrown into the water, and their shoe with their ankle has floated away? Ugh. That would be pretty, it would be creepy to be somebody who's out there fishing and to pull that up. Are you kidding? What'd you catch today? Oh, a foot. I mean, an ankle and a shoe. An ankle? What are you talking about? You caught an ankle. And then there's a story attached to that. And the story is the part you don't know. Maybe with the DNA testing, they can finally uncover at least one or two of those. And solve the mystery of the shoes, if they're related or no, it's just a coincidence and it happens to be an ankle and a shoe somewhere and it floated someplace else. You know, who knows what the story is, but there's a story behind that, and there's a person that was wearing that shoe, and sadly it could be somebody who was missing, somebody who was gone, somebody on a poster somewhere that loved ones think is gone forever. Maybe somebody gets closure of it. Who knows? No closure from what I talked about at the top of the show. The president said all these days of threats that have forced the closure of almost two dozen diplomatic facilities have not made us retreat from our involvement abroad. The administration and some whose eyes have seen this stuff, the senior lawmakers, warn of the most serious threats against the U.S. interests since 9/11. The president says the United States is never going to retreat from the world. Never. We don't get terrorized. Except for when it comes to Putin. Because we're not going there. So they evacuated people from the compound in Yemen, which is supposedly the ground zero for what the current threat is. They launched drone strikes against suspected groups in Yemen as well. So trying to get rid of the threat is what the government is doing. Obama says the core leadership of al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan has been hammered by more than a decade of our involvement in that area. But let's hope that's not just fluff that's being ratcheted out there. Let's hope it's not. But how troubling is that? To have a handful of senators and congresspeople who look at the information and say, they gasp and say, oh, this reminds me eerily of what happened on September 11th. Because so many signs were ignored. So are we more diligent or more lax? I think we're more lax. I think people don't want to take responsibility for things. And I think we're more lax than we were. Which is equally frightening. Equally frightening. So coming up, as I said, we're going to check the mail. We're going to do the we can count thing. I came across so many numbers during the day, I thought it'd be fun to do one of them. They're not always automatic. It seems like it, but it's not always automatic. And because there was enough stuff I thought that was interesting, not just the Powerball, $448 million, but other little pieces that were worth serving up, we're absolutely going to do that. Absolutely. You know, I still can't believe when I look at a calendar, I have to have a calendar. Usually I have two or three. I still can't believe that we're talking about August 8th. That we're already into August and we're getting deeper every single day. Where does the time go? Where does it go? I don't understand. Somehow it flies away, doesn't it always seem? When you're working away, time drags on. When you are playing, time moves fast. Too fast. I mean, even for kids. Kids are complaining that summer's over. What do I do? How did it end? I don't understand. It was just here, and then all of a sudden it disappeared. My mother used to say to us if we were on the swings and said we're bored, she'd say, oh, you wish you were bored. When you're older, you'll be wishing for that moment to be bored. We're not bored here on America Tonight. Got one little quick preview. Jack, who listens to us in Austin, says, Kate Delaney, so glad that you are back from Ocean City in one place. It seems as though they're having some fringe problems with sharks, and they're trying to keep it quiet. But the bottom line is, people talk, and it doesn't seem to be quiet to me. Do you think that's a smart move or a weak move? I think it's a weak move. Just tell people. This could be dangerous right now, so they don't want us to swim and go to another part of the beach that's not, doesn't have a lifeguard on it. I mean, every once in a while, you got to make up your own mind. You know what I'm saying? All right, so hang with us because we're going to do the mailbag thing. We're going to count some numbers with you. And mixed in between, if that wasn't enough, Ben Fuchs with a very entertaining spin on sharks and how healthy they are. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Once again, we are back with our pal Ben Fuchs, Pharmacist Ben. He's got the greatest website. Go to pharmacistben.com. He's got all kinds of excellent advice for you. You want to get healthy, now's the time to do it. It seems like every time I turn around, I get some shocking news about somebody who I thought was healthy. It turns out they weren't really that healthy after all, and they caught something awful, and then you hear the rest of the story, and they were eating cheeseburgers and fries, and they hardly ever even ate a vegetable. But that's the obvious stuff. Now, something that would be a little bit fun to talk to Ben about, because we were kibitzing off the air. Everybody knows my whole thing with sharks, and it's Shark Week right now. Ben, I don't think we'll ever go in the water after watching a little bit of Shark Week. Ben, sharks, what's the scoop, man, on sharks?
Well, sharks are they make you very spiritual. They make me very spiritual. They're like perfect machines.
Yeah.
They're so amazing. First of all, they're 500 million years old. They haven't had to change in like hundreds of millions of years, right? They're perfect.
Right, right.
So evolution hasn't had to even touch them. They're so perfect. Usually it's fine-tuning evolution. This thing is so perfectly suited for its environment, it doesn't have to change. For look, Katie, 500 million years.
I know, it's crazy.
It's not inconceivable, right? Then there's the pure majesty and the beauty and the perfection of the physical specimen, just ridiculously perfect. Then there is the fact, this is, as a pharmacist, this is what always intrigued me about sharks, they're pure medicine. Their entire body is medicine.
What do you mean by that?
You can use their body to do things like fight cancer, reduce inflammation, take care of arthritis, reduce your wrinkles, take care of your hemorrhoids. You can protect your heart and blood vessels, protect your eyes, eyesight, and musculature. They've got so many benefits to their bodies that we can use medicinally because they don't have a skeleton. They're pure cartilage. And their oil is extremely helpful, extremely beneficial. So when they take, and this is why hundreds of millions, I don't know how many, I think it's like something like 50 million sharks a year are killed. Some large amount of sharks are killed.
Mm-hmm.
Because their cartilage can be used to make tremendous medicine. There was a book actually came out in the 1980s, I believe, called Why Sharks Don't Get Cancer. Did you ever hear that book?
It was kind of, no.
It was kind of like a bestseller type of thing back in the 80s, you know, back when books were really much more meaningful than they are today. It really took the book world by storm and really mainstream culture by storm. I think it was the late 70s. Why sharks don't get cancer. And this guy realized that the cartilaginous nature, and this is, you know how I'm always talking about bone soup?
Yes.
Right? The reason why bone soup is so important is because one of the main reasons anyway, is because the cartilage in chicken bones is extremely medicinal. And we find this in nature. Cartilage is crazy medicine. It's powerful, powerful medicine, whether it's turkey cartilage, chicken cartilage, but shark cartilage tends to be especially medicinal. And by medicinal, I mean anti-inflammatory, fighting cancer, helping build the body, creating the raw materials for what's called connective tissue, which is the stuff that makes your body have a substance to it, so it helps build the body's substance. Then the liver is loaded with a very medicinal oil, shark liver oil, that is the active ingredient in Preparation H. It shrinks hemorrhoids. Models used to use it on their eyes and for wrinkles. You ever hear this, where people would put Preparation
yes.
H on their, right? That was because of the shark liver oil. Shark liver oil also contains something called squalane, which is a very, very powerful and interesting oil that you can take internally to help stabilize your blood fats. And I use topically in my skincare products, although I don't use shark squalane because I don't use animal products, but I use that chemical structure squalane. Squalane is one of the most important fatty materials in your skin that keeps your skin moist and traps water. And it's found in great abundance in shark liver oil, the exact same chemical structure that's in your skin. So this is the entire animal, the liver, the oil, the cartilage is incredibly, incredibly medicinal. So there's that. Then there's the whole, which I find amazing. Then there's the whole electronic thing. Sharks communicate electronically and navigate electronically. You know this probably if you know
right.
about sharks.
Sure.
That's ridiculous. That's beyond the pale. Really, they're like little electronic homing devices, and they travel and they navigate through the waters, and they can sense movement based on electrical energy that is somehow in their brains. So there's so many reasons to just be completely blown away by sharks. And I don't know, I've never eaten shark. I've never heard of people eating shark. I don't know if they do or not, but I imagine the meat would probably be pretty. I don't know.
There's problems with the fin soup because
shark fin soup.
They don't want you to because as you mentioned, so many sharks are killed. They don't want you to, but they in Japan it's like a delicacy, but they're trying to stop them from catching all those sharks and doing that. So there's some controversy
over
that.
The fin is pure cartilage. The fin is probably the best medicine there is. Shark fin.
There you go. That's probably why it's so popular and why there's some controversy with that.
Yeah.
It's what a great fascinating thing to get on. You talk about the bone soup. Tell people, because this is a valuable thing that you've taught many people. Give us a kind of a little bit of a primer on how do you make bone soup.
The bone soup. Okay, it's very easy. It's in fact, if I tell you, it's going to be much more complicated than if you just intuitively do it. But, you know what I'm saying? And it's because I'm going to give you all the details, but you'll intuitively know. You take the butt chicken. I like, personally, a rotisserie chicken from Whole Foods because it's spiced and it's easy. It's cooked, right? You can just drop it in. It's quicker. But some people want to do the whole thing. You drop a chicken in either way. Now, here's an important point. You got to make sure the chicken is organic, antibiotic free, because all the stuff, all the hormones, the crap is going to go in the soup, and you're going to drink that. You're going to have a hormone cocktail, which you don't want to do.
Right.
Okay. You're going to have a hormone and antibiotic cocktail. Not good. You got to make sure it's a clean bird or whatever animal you're using. It doesn't have to be a chicken, by the way. It could be bone soup from fish bones. Chicken has the best cartilage. Turkey and chicken have the best cartilage. But bone soup from anything. Any bones will work. The cartilage, the knobby part on the bones on the chicken is much easier to access. Anyway, and then you put it in the water. You bring the water to a boil. Now, what I like to do is I like to braise with butter or oil, some coconut oil, some stable oil, vegetables and spices at the bottom. Now, what this does is it releases the nutrients from the vegetables and the spices into the water.
Mm.
You can add the spices and the spices and the
oil.
No, veggies. Onion. You get some onions, garlic. You know, you want to get some flavor in there. You know what I'm talking about? You braise it at the bottom, and this releases the nutrients from the garlic and from the onion and from the spices into the oil, and it comes out in the soup a little bit easier. It disperses in the soup, and you get the nutrients. So I like to do that. You don't have to do that if you want to go quickly. In any case, drop bird in, top it off with water, boil it down, and you keep reducing it. You know how you reduce it? It'll get concentrated. You add more water. It gets concentrated. You add more water. You do it to have a nice soupy consistency, and it tastes really soupy in chicken soup. Now, ideally, the meat will come off the bones, and that gives you easy to access protein, very easy to digest, essentially pre-digested protein. And about 20 minutes before it has a soupy consistency, half an hour, you can't really overdo it. You keep doing it. You keep doing it through the days. The more concentrated it is, and the more you're dissolving the cartilage, the more medicine you're releasing.
Right.
So you want to put vinegar in there, too, or something acidic, because you need the water has to be a little acidic to help the nutrients get released out of the bone, out of the cartilage. So a little vinegar, a little lemon juice, a little lime juice. So it's an acidic solution. And then spices to flavor, and lots of salt. Go crazy on Celtic sea salt. I mean, to the point where you love the taste of it. Don't ever skimp on salt ever in life. Don't ever skimp on salt. But in the bone soup, the salt goes together very well with the soup. And then about 20 minutes before it's done, you throw in your veggies. You don't want to put your veggies in too early because you don't want them too mushy. You don't want to lose some of the nutrients can get lost if you overcook the veggies. So 20 minutes before, whatever you like, you know, cucumbers. I used to throw sprouts in right before I would eat the bone soup. But, you know, I haven't done bone soup because I haven't eaten meat for a long time, so I haven't done it. But when I used to do it, I would throw sprouts in there and onions, garlic, extra onions, extra garlic, tomatoes. Sometimes I would do, like, squash or something. You know, just whatever you have handy, you just throw it in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kale goes good in there. Whatever you like.
Kale.
And, yeah, isn't that delicious? And the so good. A guy called me up today. I talk to people on the phone a lot, and this guy calls me up, and he's, and I talked to him a couple of weeks ago, told him about the bone soup. He was raving about the bone soup. Oh, my God. And he's a bachelor, and he just made it himself. And it's just so gratifying. Now, here's the thing about the bone soup. In addition to being very important for building tissue, joint tissue, it's also important for building bone tissue. It's also important for building blood vessel tissue. That means the vasculature. And here's a very important point. It's wonderful for the digestive system. It soothes everything in the digestive system. It coats the digestive system. It repairs the digestive system. Katie, there's no better food that you can make, you know, in terms of cooking food. And who doesn't like homemade chicken soup? Who
hardly anyone?
You know,
I can't
anybody?
Think of anyone? No,
you know,
I can't think of anyone.
It's like we know intuitively, and not just us. Cultures around the world know intuitively about it.
And
if you have a cold, the immune boosting powers of this stuff, the same immune boosting powers. You know what they call Jewish penicillin, right?
Yeah.
The same immune boosting powers that you get that fight a cold, fight cancer. And fight all autoimmune issues, all autoimmune issues. I mean, you couldn't pick a better food. This is what doctors should be giving you. I'm going to write a prescription, Katie. I want 3 cups of bone soup a day. Here you
That's
go.
Great.
Here's your prescription.
And the key thing is, and you said it, organic, anabolic.
Very important.
Sure.
Very important. Very, very important. Yes.
When you go and shop, make sure you get that so that you don't destroy all the
goodness.
Yeah,
you're going to get all the juice. It'll come all in the soup.
Wow. Good stuff. It's always fun to talk to you, Ben.
Yeah,
go to pharmacistben.com. Tell them about your show. Where can we catch you?
The Bright Side. It's on every day. Go to brightsideben.com or go to pharmacistben.com. I got a blog up and I try to update it pretty regularly, so there's good info there.
Woo-hoo.
And I got a newsletter coming out, so hopefully in the next couple months, but you can sign up on brightsideben.com.
Yeah,
you know what,
sign
Katie?
Up for it.
Katie, I want to hear if anybody out there, I don't know if your listeners Facebook or not, but if you're on Facebook, listeners out there, I'd love you to Facebook me and tell me you heard me on Katie's show. I want to know. I want to talk to some of Katie's listeners. I want to communicate.
Awesome. Awesome.
Right.
Go to the Facebook page. Hey, thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Good deal. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So hard to tell the creature of the spies. The smile of danger whose eyes. Those dead black marbles they collide. This rhyme tells the story of the dark. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor.
How you doing, America?
Ain't that a hole in the
We're hitting our last stride here for this hour of America tonight. And the mail has exploded. So, as we do each and every show, and I always invite you to let your thoughts fly at AmericaTonight.net, so we're going to go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, we do. We've got this one from John B., listening to us in Florida. Hey, Ms. Delaney, my station, my local station, started carrying you about 2 months ago. I love it. I am hooked on you. I have to say, when I should be sleeping, I'm listening to America Tonight, an entertaining show. One thing I'm not entertained by, and it seems you aren't either, is the lack of responsibility or accountability in D.C. It's clearly been one of the big problems, I think, for this current Congress, and probably the two previous Congresses as well. It's all about passing the buck and never saying it's on me. What happened to that phrase? I guess it died out in the early 2000s. We'll be listening for the foreseeable future. The, you know, it's interesting you say that. I just had this discussion with with somebody today about the fact that we really live in a world now where it's somebody else's fault. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. And not just in Washington, but it's seemingly in lots of other places. But in Washington, definitely, it's the other person's fault. It's never the person who is bringing the bill or coming up with the idea. And what happened to the big ideas? What happened to compromise that was worth compromise that wouldn't be massively criticized? It's because now we're on to this game and we understand it, that people will sell out what their position always has been because they're playing the Potomac two-step. You know, and it's just so easy to go after politicians. So in one way, I hate doing that because it's just the obvious. We're just stating the obvious. And that's why these polls, there's a reason why pollsters exist to make a lot of money, because some of what they say is what happens. They take a pulse of the people in America for different things. And clearly there is massive frustration out there. Clearly there's massive frustration. There's confusion over Obamacare. There's worry over our jobs positions, where you have people who are really stringing jobs together more and more to try to make a living. And that's what we see. That's the future of America. In fact, Fox News just came out with a poll. 71% say Obama's offering nothing new on the economy. So there you go. It is nothing new. You could take some of what this president says and plug it into previous administrations, and it would sound eerily similar. Eerily similar. You know, and I wonder, too, when somebody becomes the leader of the free world, what it is that we do it to them, that they become so, they look so different within a handful of years. Like they pretty much need a cane, because it was so crippling what had to happen. And I think part of that is this is the compromise where it shouldn't be. And all of the tugging at the president's sleeve. Anyway, I went off into a side tangent here. Buzz says, America Tonight, nobody won, in my world anyway, the Powerball. As much as I could jump up on my soapbox and complain about a zillion things, I don't know, there was kind of a wild buzz in the air about picking up Powerball tickets. I live in Texas, and anywhere I went, people were only talking about those numbers. So it's come, it's gone, and I did not win. I no longer want to discuss those numbers. There you go. Those numbers were 5, 25, 30, 58, 59, the Powerball, 32. Here's a follow-up, and this is a note that we got here from Jen, who says, what's going on with Benghazi? Just because there's a break for the people who represent us in Washington, we got to really hold their feet to the fire when they come back over the Benghazi answers. It's interesting because we did talk about this on our show, last night's show, and the answers are elusive. They're elusive. There are no direct questions and answers to how everything got bungled in Benghazi. In March, the New York Times reported the fact that the CIA has been involved with secret shipments of weapons to Syria for over a year. 35 American agents were in Benghazi, and the CIA is doing everything possible to prevent them from testifying to Congress. Wow. James Clapper, Obama's national intelligence director, pretty much lied to the Senate in March when he testified that no American records were being collected by the NSA. He tried to explain his position by saying that he responded in the least truthful way he knew how, because the program was classified. The program was classified. Well, no kidding on that one. And according to the Times of London, a Libyan ship carrying the largest consignment of weapons for Syria has already docked. The shipment weighed more than 400 tons, included surface-to-air anti-craft missiles and rocket-propelled grenades, believe it or not. I wonder if Hillary Clinton's going to get all that support from all those people that she worked with. I don't think people should forget about Benghazi. I think they need to come up with answers to it. Instead of playing it over and over again. And I guarantee there's no one more than who feels this way more than Hillary Clinton. Because if she decides to run, she does not want any hint of any scandal or any of that that she would be connected to. So 2016 might not be a pipe dream for some. It might be exactly what happens. Now, New Hampshire just did a poll, and would you be surprised to know that Wisconsin's Congressman Paul Ryan and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have the highest favorable ratings among the New Hampshire voters. They just did this poll, and they put her in the mix, and people were interested. They wanted her. They wanted to know more. So those two lead the charge. Only 18% of people surveyed had an unfavorable view of Ryan, the chairman of the House Budget Committee, while 16% were either manually or either naturally or responded that they didn't know, if that makes sense. We're talking about Ryan now. And I know many of the people listening are listening in New Hampshire, in that area. And, of course, the leading Democrat in the field last time around, 2008, the New Hampshire Democratic presidential odyssey beginning again and again and again. Another quick one here we're going to work in. Max, listening to us in the UK. Hello, Max. Max says, wow, when are Americans going to get wise to their form of democracy? It may have worked at one point, but it seems as though it does not work any longer. It just doesn't work any longer. And that's why the hyperinflated numbers in the other direction. By the way, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick followed Clinton with a 41% favorability rating among New Hampshire voters in the survey. It was conducted by the University of New Hampshire, where they put on this survey study. One last one. We're going to sneak it in here. Len, listening to us in Alabama, says, yo, Kate, I think you live close to the president. How's he doing? The answer is thumbs up. President Bush is doing well as can be expected. I think it was a shock when he went, got the physical, and turned out he had to have the opening. But his doctors say he should have a speedy recovery and will be 100% back together again. That's good news, huh?
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.